Blog Talk Radio.
But God, we know that this place is not our home. but that you have prepared for those of us living according to your will and according to your commandments. A mansion lied in wait. But until you come on that one historic morning to rapture us out of here, we'll be going and coming as pilgrims through this barren land. And I'm asking you, oh Heavenly Father, to anoint these little slaves, to bring a rhema word to those that may or may not know of you in the pardon of their sins. I'm asking you, oh graciously, Heavenly Father, to grace me your servant with words of encouragement, words of wisdom, to those that may be hurting deep within the pitiment of their souls. These and other blessings we ask in thy Son, Jesus, mighty, matchless name. And we, as a God community of people, we shall say amen and amen. Hallelujah. And I will say once again, I am so delighted for those of you that are able and were able to tune in tonight. I know I'm coming on late, and a lot of you have an early arrival in the morning getting off to your various destinations. But I do thank those of you that were able to tune in on tonight. And may God richly, hallelujah, and abundantly bless you in a mighty, mighty way. And so we're going to go on into our program without any further delay. And so like I said before, I just want to come with encouragement on tonight. Because I know a lot of us need encouragement. I don't think there's any living individual alive that don't need some encouragement at one point of time in one's life. And so that's what I want to do on this evening, is to encourage your heart. Hallelujah. We know that I would like for you that really feel like you don't have anyone in your corner. All your friends have left you. They said that they would be with you. But just soon as you got in a critical dilemma, then those friends jumped up and left. But I want you to know that God is a friend when you're friendly. God can be everything that we need him to be in a time of difficulty, in a time of storm. We can count on God when we can't count on no one else, when we can't count on our husbands, when we can't count on our wives, when we can't count on our boyfriends and our girlfriends, when we can't count on our cousins, when we can't count on our grandparents, when we can't count on our children. There is one spiritual man of God that sit closer than a mother, father, sister, or brother. He will be with you until the end of time. And I would like to introduce to you Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. I'd like to introduce him to you and suggest you implement him into your plan. And you were able to accomplish all that you had planned to do this past year. We know that even the best intentions have a way of getting sidetracked by unexpected circumstances. If you're anything like me, the previous 12 months has been a mix of experience that has brought either great joy or deep grief. We celebrated birthdays. We celebrated graduation, as well as mourn the loss of those we love. We know that laughter and tears, success and failure, pleasures and pains, they all are part of life day by day and year by year. And we know that the unforeseen twists and turns of life can discourage us. And they can cause us to draw closer to our Lord and depend more on Him than previously. Because, like I said before, you didn't know God. You was depending on your girlfriend. You was depending on your boyfriend. You was depending on your man. You was depending on your sugar daddy. You was depending on your tenderoni. You was depending on all those things that couldn't guarantee your joy, couldn't guarantee your peace and a peace of mind, couldn't bring you joy and commitment down off in your spiritual soul. But we know that the right kind of planning, according, hallelujah, to the Apostle James, recognize the unpredictability of life and the need to include God. And we need to include God. You that are out there, my digital podcast live audience on tonight, we need to include God in every avenue, every area, every sector of our lives. And make God the center of our lives and the center of our planning. And we know that James wrote, come now, you who say today or tomorrow, we will go to such and such a city and spend a year there, buy and sell, and make a profit, whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow. But what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. And I'm encouraging you, instead, you ought to say, if it's the Lord's will, we shall live and do this or that. And we know that the law of James 4 and 13 through 15 says, so let us enter this new year by submitting all of our plans to the Lord and depending solely on Him to help us accomplish all that He wants us to do. Hallelujah. And I'm here to tell you on tonight, my friends, my constituents, my extended church family, my followers, my supporters of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I want you to know that God can go with you every step of your way, every step of your journey. You are not alone. I want you to be encouraged on tonight. I come to encourage your heart out there in my podcast live audience on tonight. This is my focal point tonight. It's encourage your heart for the year 2014. And we know that we look for the inevitable, but we know God holds our future. And we know that God holds this world in the palm of His gigantic hand. And we don't have to look to man, but God said, don't put your trust in man, but put your trust in me. He said, because in my Father's house are yet many mansions. If it was not so, I wouldn't have told you. But I go to prepare a place for you. And when I come back, I will receive you unto myself. Hallelujah. And I'm here to encourage your heart on tonight that when God come back, one great getting up moment, God will come to rapture us out of here, because He's already prepared a place for you and I in that great buying box. You don't have to worry about paying mortgage anymore. You don't have to worry about paying rent anymore. You don't have to worry about making car payments, loans installments, credit card payments, college intuition for your child, your son or daughter. Insurance, life and death policy. All those things will be obsolete. Because in heaven there will be no more crying, no more suffering, no more dying. No more worry. We won't have to worry about a calendar, 30-day or 31-day calendar. We don't have to worry about a 12-month existence. We don't have to worry about the hour of the time. And we know that we have a daily itinerary. Monday through Friday is our work day for some. And then you have others Monday through Sunday. But in heaven, every day will be the same day. We don't have to worry about Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. For every day will be the Sabbath. Hallelujah. And every day will have no end. We will just sing and shout, sing the glory of him to God and celebrate our faithful Lord and Prince, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who will reign forever. Hallelujah. But until then, we will be marching to the beat of Jesus. We will be doing a new thing in 2014. And that is putting God at the top of our itinerary. God do not want to be the last on your list, but he wants to be the top of your list. God said that he is a jealous God. And he will not be number two when he can be number one. Hallelujah. And so we know we're going to read the first key scripture of our sermon. And our sermon is Cast Your Cares. I'm encouraging you, my brother, my sister, on tonight. You that are worrying about your debts, they're up to the ceiling. Your credit card is maxed out. Your bank account is a negative. And you don't know how you're going to make it. I'm here to encourage your heart. Cast your cares upon Jesus, for he cares for you and I. Cast your cares is tonight's sermon. And our key scriptures coming out of the law, Philippians 4:4-9. And it reads like this. Cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Hallelujah. And the psalmist wrote, be still and know that I'm God. Paul exhorted the Philippians to be anxious for nothing, so don't get in a hurry. Don't try to help God fix your situation. When you turn it over to God, allow him to step in and to move by his spirit, to move by his power. And we know that in the law of Philippians 4:6, and Peter instructed his readers to cast all the cares on God. Hallelujah. You might ask, overseer, Lord, how can someone stop worrying and be still? Well, I'm here to encourage you that the answer to that question comes through only praying and trusting in a loving God. Hallelujah. We know that those who cast their cares on him can set aside the noise and the confusion, can set aside the ambition, can set aside the striving and enter into the peace of God. And this doesn't mean that those who are still before the Lord will escape life's danger and dilemma. But it does mean they will have the ability to live with tranquility in the midst of them. Though troubles may remain, the confusion, apprehension, and despair begins to fade away. Such people show pause under pressure. They are unshaken by life's alarm. They radiate peace wherever they go. And if you've never acquainted yourself with the depths of God's joy and love. And it's called for you to live in that love. Your life will be filled with anxiety and care. You'll often be fretful and restless, always looking for that elusive something more. But when you learn to turn your confidence toward God and cast your cares on Him, you can be calm in the midst of life's demands. I love to dwell upon the thought that Jesus cares for me. It matters not what life may bring. He loves me tenderly. And you might ask, why does He love me? Oh, it's still warm. I'm here to encourage your heart on tonight. The answer to your second question is because God cares for us. We can leave our cares with Him. Hallelujah. And just like a good neighbor, Jesus is best. Hallelujah. God never sleeps, nor does He slumber. God is forever a watchman. And He also has His angelic angels camped all around about us. And I'm going and I'm coming. Hallelujah. God has His angels standing at their designated post, watching over His children, because He loves us just that much. Hallelujah. God loves us. And I want to ask you, how many years have you lost to the locust? How many years have you had a self-indulgent sociality and you had sinful motives and a personal ambition rob you of your joy, rob you of your peace and your fruitfulness? Perhaps you feel discouraged when you think of all the time that seems to have been wasted, never to be reclaimed. If so, consider the words of the Lord through the prophet Joel. God told the people of Israel that even though they had been disobedient to Him and had been disciplined through a plague of locusts, there was still hope. The Lord said, He is gracious and He's merciful. Hallelujah. Saints of God, and you that are out there in my digital podcast live audience on tonight, God is great. He's gracious. And God is merciful. And God is slow to anger and of great kindness. We read in the law of Joel 2 and 13. Then He promised, I will restore to you the years, hallelujah, that the swarming locust has eaten, in verse 25. We know that when we confess our sins to the Lord, He is quick to forgive our past and fill our future with hope. He can bring good out of our wasted years. He does that by teaching us humility through our failures and by helping us to understand the weaknesses we have in common with others. Although our previous years may have been blighted by sin, God is eager to restore us and give us much fruit from our labor. What we have learned from the past can now result in productive service for Him and heartfelt praise to Him. We know that the years ahead is filled with hope. And we can pray this prayer. Forgive me, O Lord, for all of my sins. Please make my heart pure and cleanse me within. To You I confess my ways have been wrong. Restore now my joy and fill me with a song. And I want you to know tonight, no matter how dark your past might seem, I'm here to let you know that with Christ, your future is forever bright. Hallelujah. And you can take courage on tonight. I want you to be encouraged because God is just a whisper prayer away. Invite God into your arena on tonight. Invite God into your circle, your spiritual circle on tonight. He's waiting outside of the door. He's knocking to come in. And all you've got to do is open up your heart, have a willing heart. Tell God, say, God, I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Forgive me for all sin, all unrighteousness, and create in me a clean heart. And it's as simple as that. And immediately God will remove your past sin. And God will put your past sin into the sea of forgetfulness. And God won't do like you and I and like the people of this world to remember them. Everything that you've ever done, you got somebody that can remind you when you was in the world, when you used to drink, when you used to swear, when you used to curse, and all the things that we don't even want to look back on. There's always somebody somewhere to always remind us. But God is one spiritual being that when he removes our sin, he removes them entirely. And to remember them anymore. Because he placed your sins and my sins into the sea of forgetfulness. So let God renew in you a new spirit for 2014. Let him put a smile on your face and joy in your heart. Hallelujah. Where you can go and tell others about this spiritual man that you have met. And you know him to be your Lord and Savior. And how he has brought new meaning into your life. I'm encouraging you tonight to cast all your cares upon him. Hallelujah. And at tonight's sermon and title was Cast Your Cares. And our key scripture came from the law of Philippians 4:4-9, and also 1 Peter 5:7. Hallelujah. Where it says, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. And I want you to know, all of my brothers and my sisters that are listening tonight, God cares for you. Even more so than your mother, even more so than your father, even more so than your grandparents, even more so than your friends, your work constituents, your boss mate, your lawyer, your doctor. God stands in a class all by himself. And God is the ultimate spiritual man that we can put all of our trust in. And we know that his word can be trusted. It has been tried, and it has been proven. So I'm encouraging you tonight. You that are there in my podcast live audience on tonight, you're encouraged to cast, hallelujah, your care on God. And in ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something to magnify your spirit and your mind as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. And if this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petition, hallelujah, you would want those you preside to go down in prayer on your behalf. You're encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance, Digital Worldwide Ministry. Your station has been Block Talk Radio. Your program has been the Old Ship of Violence. Send your correspondence and make it a tenant to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. Till we meet again across these airways, you're encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. We'll allow the music to conclude the end of the program. God bless you. Bye for now.
Thank you.